Visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, a good win for you guys to start out the season on Friday night against Meredithine Valley. What did you like about the week one performance?
Overall, I thought we came out with really good energy. I thought defensively we played with good physicality for the most part and just felt really good to get out there and saw a couple guys in new roles, new positions, and trying to get them comfortable, so it was good to get some tape on them. But overall, we started this season with a defensive touchdown, special teams touchdown, and then offensive touchdown as well. So, like, scoring in all three phases, it was good to get out there and let the kids make plays. And overall, it was positive.
For you, how important is it, especially in eight-man football, to be able to score in all three phases of the game?
Well, just momentum. And then once you kind of get momentum, it kind of can snowball from there if you're on the wrong side of it. And, you know, we started the game off with a big kickoff return from Scott Leandro of 62 yards. And then, Marazine goes three and out and punts, and we block a punt, scoop, and score. So just right there, you immediately set the tone and grab momentum early, and then Marazine's kind of playing from behind, and we kind of just rode that wave of momentum and just kind of built off it. So it was great to see those guys execute plays, and we have a lot of younger guys on our special teams unit, so it was really good to get them out there and see them make plays as well.
Can you quickly mention a couple of guys who really stood out for you on Friday night?
Yeah, I would say the one that really stuck out was Jose Arevalo. It's his first time. We got him playing defense and offense. And, in the past 3 years, he's just specialized in being our kicker and punter. And we've kind of just needed to get more out of him. And he's done a fantastic job. But, he was wreaking havoc in the backfield all night. He ended up with six tackles. Four of those were tackles in the backfield. And then he had five touchbacks, and what that does for our defense to make them start from the 15-yard line and five or six from extra points. So he's kind of contributing in several ways. It was really good to see him defensively, though, really get after it. Offensively, J.D. Tyson at quarterback. We didn't really get a ton of snaps at quarterback, but was happy with what we got when we were on offense. I think we only got like eight total snaps on offense. And then Dane Winters defensively. He's kind of our do-it-all guy. He had two interceptions and took one to the back for a touchdown. And then he caught a touchdown pass, too. So it was good to get out there and see some guys make plays. But at the same time, high expectations for some of these guys. So it was just good to get out there and see them take snaps.
We're visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you go to Lebo on Friday night, and that is our area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM. And Coach Hadley's squad, they drew Linden to start the season, and Linden got them pretty good. But what stands out about this Lebo team that you'll be facing on Friday?
Well, Lebo, the first thing is they weren't 100% healthy, and two of the guys that they got staying on the sideline are two of their key guys. Mm-hmm. So we're going to prepare like they're going to have those guys back. I don't know the situation over there, mm-hmm. but obviously if they get them back, they're game-changing type guys. Mm-hmm. A lot of my preparation, and respect for programs goes to what the coach, and I have a tremendous amount of respect mm-hmm. for Coach Hadley. Mm-hmm. That program has a tremendous amount of pride. Mm-hmm. It's their home opener. So things like that are kind of, or what I'm thinking about is I know Coach Hadley's going to have those guys wanting to respond, get that taste out of their mouth and put forth that's a tough draw week one, especially if you're banged up, mm-hmm. And so they'll be excited to get on their home field and try to, have a different type of performance, mm-hmm. and Hadley's going to clean up the things they need to clean up. But, they got a really good quarterback, got a good running back and linebacker. A lot of their guys, key guys, are back from last year. So we expect them to be full force and wanting to win a football game. And this is a big league matchup for the league standings. It's kind of what we're telling our kids is one of our goals is the league title. So this has big, big implications for the league race. So we want to try to get out, jump out early. Last year we were able to jump on them early and kind of not let them get going. But I know they'll be more prepared this year, so we just got to be ready to go.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. We look forward to carrying the game on here on Country 101.7 FM. Best of luck on Friday. I'll speak with you again on Friday in our pregame show, and I'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Bank of Burlingame and X-Tech Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.